We just wish everybody else wouldn't keep having some kind of problem with us. I'm trying to change it. You know what I'm saying? Well, I'm pretty cool. I'm all right. You know, I find that I'm pretty much at peace when I'm doing what I want to do all the time. So the court says, therefore, we can only succeed. How do we know we can only succeed? This is the secret to success. The secret to success is to put your trust in something that's so secure that doubt becomes impossible, and you know it's no way you can't achieve it because it's always consistently there, and you'll always succeed. You'll always succeed. You will always succeed when you're honest. You'll always succeed whenever you're not just trying to do your will alone. If you're just trying to do what you will alone, you won't succeed. You will succeed when you're no longer trying to do your will alone. And the mind says, well, what does that mean? That simply means you choose for all mankind, you choose for the world, you choose for everything in the world. Now, what does that mean? It means that I want peace for me and I want it for you too. I want love for me, I want it for you too. I want abundance for me, I want it for you too. If I benefit, I want you to benefit too. That's what it means to not do your will alone. The universe has no interest in your personal interest. It's an unknown concept to God, personal interest. There's no personal interest. There's just one of us here. You know, you see how little interest most people have in helping you achieve your personal goal? Mm-hmm. Your personal interest is your biggest problem. Mm-hmm. It's what makes you do everything by yourself. It's a trick. Mm-hmm. I don't want my personal interest. I want the universal interest, and I want my interest in the universal interest, and I want my personal interest to be used for the universal interest, because if I want my personal interest to be used for the universal good, now my personal interests are now incorporated in the universal good, and so the universe can support my interest.
Mm-hmm. And you must succeed.
I got to succeed because the universe is consistent. It's one, and it's loving, and that's it. That's so cool. Isn't that cool? Ooh. And so I'm going to go on. Okay, then he says, the next thing you do if you only want to succeed is you choose for the unchanging and unchangeable beyond appearances. In other words, I'm going to choose for what never changes beyond what looks like changes. So there's a love beyond you and beyond me. There's something beyond all of our changeableness, which is the same as saying what? All of our inconsistency. So there is a consistency behind our inconsistency. Like the people that I know that are totally inconsistent, well, as far as I'm concerned, they're honest because they always inconsistent. So they are consistent. They're consistently inconsistent. There's some people that you know, as soon as they tell you something, you know they just dismiss it. I mean, as soon as they say it, your mind just goes, okay, whatever. Why? Because they are consistently what? Inconsistent. And so you get to the point that you kind of relax around them because you know not to put any stock in what you just heard. It's the ones that's kind of like inconsistently inconsistent that drive you crazy. You know what I mean? Those are the ones you don't, it's like they're inconsistent, but they don't have no kind of rhythm to it. Consistent today, inconsistent Tuesday, Wednesday, inconsistent Thursday, consistent Friday, consistent Saturday, inconsistent Sunday, inconsistent Monday, consistent Sunday. So those are the people that you have to be honest with yourself about and choose the goal of peace and then say, I'll take full responsibility for what I experienced with this person. I just want to be here. Okay, that person you can't get away from, that you swear you've been trying to get away from for 100 years, just go ahead, take responsibility for being in that relationship, and you'll give yourself so much more peace because you won't be in conflict with yourself. You won't be telling yourself you feel one way and you're doing another way. And that's where fear comes from. Fear comes from doing one thing after another that you don't really want to do. Fear comes from acting the way you think you should without really wanting to. Fear comes from doing a lot of different things at the same time in conflict. So if you're walking around acting the way you think you should without really wanting to, then you are making fear for yourself. If you're doing one thing after another all day long and all week long that you don't want to do, you're making fear for yourself because what, you're being inconsistent, you're not being honest with yourself, you're not being true to yourself, so now you're in conflict with yourself. And since you're in conflict with yourself and everything on the outer is a reflection of yourself, then you draw people to you who represent the conflict you feel within, and you call those people the people I don't get along with. Mm-hmm. That's where they come from. Because you wonder where the people you don't get along with come from. One of the age-old questions. Where do the people I don't get along with come from? Where do the people I don't get along with? Why so many of them out there? They're a reflection of the subconscious conflict you have in yourself because you're not being honest with yourself and you're not being consistent with yourself. And then the mind goes, well, what is it I'm not being consistent with myself in that's producing my conflict? I'm not consistently giving myself peace, and I'm not consistently loving myself, and I'm not consistently acknowledging my beauty and my innocence. Okay? Now, he says, if you choose in perfect honesty, he says, at that point, you're sure of your choice and you're sure of yourself. That's honesty. Everybody pretty much heard honesty? You kind of got honesty down? Any comments? Any questions? Any way I can be helpful with you from the course about the issue of honesty? Yes.
So gratitude comes from if somebody, you don't have peace with somebody, you have a conflict with somebody. Gratitude comes from the opportunity to look within yourself and to regain that peace and to regain that love.
Yeah, it's like, oh, thank you so much for making me aware of something inside of myself that I need to harmonize.
So how do you get from here to there?
By looking at the person when you're upset and saying that represents something within myself that I need to take a look at, and let me be honest with myself about that, and then choosing for peace with that person and saying I really want to have peace in this situation. What can we do to go for peace in this situation? If they don't want to go for peace in this situation, then you are at that point, you got the option to either still continue to stay in that situation or choose out of it. And people always said children. What about children? Just do the best you can. Pray hard. It's the same thing. Children are no different. They're reflecting the conflict within yourself that you have about your own children. Everything on the outer is a reflection of what's going on the inner. You cannot get away from that truth. You can divide it into children and relatives and all that other stuff in order to try to escape that truth. It's a very sly way of trying to get past that law by saying children are different, mothers are different, bosses are different. But no, they aren't different at all. They're just still a reflection of the conflict you feel inside yourself, or they're a reflection of the harmony that you feel inside yourself. And so when we say this reflection stuff, don't just think about the stuff that gives you challenges. Also, be grateful for the stuff that you see out here that reflects joy and love, because that's also a reflection of the peace that you have within yourself and where you're not deceiving yourself and where you are being consistent with yourself. And so you know that it's possible for you to be that way because you see people in your life and situations in your life that you're grateful for, which let you know there must be some part of you that has some honesty and consistency. And so then it becomes a matter of transferring that attitude to the other areas of your life that you have the conflict in. And that's your spiritual work. It's to transfer, because if you can't transfer the truth, then you never get to the point that you can apply it universally. And if you cannot apply the truth universally, then that means there's some areas in you that you're still deceiving yourself in, and those areas that you're deceiving yourself in are the areas you're not practicing the truth in, which are reflected in your physical world as an ailment or a sickness or an accident or a bum relationship or something you don't like, which the world in turn tries to deceive you by telling you that it's something on the outside that's doing it to you, and so you're never upset for the reason you think. I love it when it uses my body. I like it when the truth uses my body. I used to let my fear use my body all the time. Then I stored all my fear and upset in my body. And then when I would have a upset, then my mind would immediately check in with my body, remember all the associated fears and bring them up to me, and I can just think of all the other times in the past that the same thing happened, and I just can get upset. Because the body is the storehouse of your memories. Your body is the storehouse. Your body is the storehouse. Your body is the storehouse. Your body has all the memories of everything that's ever happened to you since you've been born in it. And you bring those memories back out of your body by deciding what it is you want to feel in any moment. Because as soon as you decide what you want to feel in any moment, then all the associative memories that are stored in your body help reinforce that idea.